Oi, you say your name.
Oi, Sam.
Say Sam. I'm asking you.
No. What's up?
Well, what's that? What are we gonna talk about?
I don't know, I just wanted to make a quick one real quick.
Update. My stepmama came down here and chewed my ass out. I done had a lot going on, but shit, it ain't no excuse.
Yeah, it's not no excuse at all.
Yeah, blase. I just told him. You ain't got to add on.
No. What he's talking about is, we're not going to go into detail, but we were supposed to be making a move somewhere. Was that the beginning of this year? Had Louie's birthday passed already?
Yeah.
It's like beginning of this year. It was still cold because I remember when we went to go apartment hunting where we were supposed to move, and it was snowing while we was there actually. So it was still cold, but it was earlier this year. Then he got chewed out or whatever you just said because he got sidetracked. We didn't make it back when we were supposed to. Anyways, they got cars on here?
Made shortcuts, just made really this game whack.
Is this in LA?
Yeah, on the beach, yeah. This 2K21 on Xbox One. If you ain't got it yet, I suggest you not to get it if you still got the Xbox One. It's only gonna make you mad. This is not real 2K.
Anyways, y'all, so yeah, she came and talked bad to him, and I wish I had been here when she first got here, because, boy, I want to hear that.
Yeah, she was on my ass. I ain't even gonna lie.
Besides that, though, I hope everyone is having a great holiday. What's it called? I hope everyone is having fun for the holidays. I don't know what I know what I was trying to say. I can't get it out. But,
yeah, I don't know either.
Shut up.
No, like, I don't know for real.
Whatever. Anyways. Yeah, I just hope everyone is being safe and is having a good time during these holidays. Christmas is, 2 weeks? I think Christmas is like 2 or 3 weeks away. 2 weeks away. It's crazy.
For real. 2 weeks away for real.
And Louie's birthday is 12 days after Christmas. So, got a lot going on. Got a lot of planning to do. We're not doing a big birthday party for him this year. I mean, for one, he a baby. Two, he don't fool with a lot of people, so it'll be pointless to have a whole bunch of people. And three, coronavirus. So, we not doing nothing big. We didn't do nothing.
Coronavirus.
We didn't do nothing big last year either. We just
last year.
Yeah, he didn't like it at all. This year, I think he gonna be more into it. The song, last year he cried when we sung the song to him. He did not like that at all. But this year, he more into the song now. He like it. But he still don't fool with a lot of people. But last year, we did a dinosaur theme. And we just had family over, really. We didn't have no friends, did we? Yeah, I didn't invite none of my friends. And you didn't have none of your friends there. So we just did family. Which, I mean, honestly, I'll be fine if we just did that again. Because, like I said, you know, he not really into a whole bunch of people anyways. So.
Facts. He do not fuck with people.
But, I'm not going to tell y'all the theme. Only because I'm not sure. I already had one theme and then I changed it because I didn't like it. So, I'm not sure if I'm going to stick with what I'm thinking now or not. But anyways, what you looking at?
Yeah. I'm just watching you talk. Go ahead.
It's a lot, but back to the move. We've been discussing some things, and right now it's a little hard to say because Christmas and his birthday literally right after Christmas. So I feel like after that we'll be able to save and get a lot more done. Not just moving, but a lot, you know, overall. I don't know. I don't even want nothing for Christmas, honestly. I just want Louis to have a good birthday, good Christmas.
I will.
And I know it's not about presents because he a baby. He probably could care less. But I still want to be able to, you know.
He gonna care less, but yeah, we still gonna.
Yeah, for sure.
What else for my boy?
Yeah.
It ain't no laughing going on with that.
We done started Christmas shopping, which honestly, I'm not. This how I personally think about it. I don't know how you think or how you feel, but I'm not gonna get him a whole lot of toys for Christmas because his birthday is right after.
No, I'm probably getting two more.
My grandma, no, my mama, Mona, all of them, you know, I already know he got a lot of.
So what we need to be doing is just support. For love, really.
Yeah, which.
I'm buying like one more toy.
Yeah, I got a few toys, and I got a couple toys. I actually got quite a few toys. For me to say I'm not going to worry about toys, I got quite a few. Whatever, though. I'm not going to get any more. Actually, it's one more that I want to get from Target. But after that toy, I'm going to be done. But today, I went and got some shoes. Because his shoes are too little for him now. He's in a size 7. So crazy because toddlers grow so fast. It feel like, what? That was just in the summer. That was in the summer when we went to, to them outlets and bought his shoes. And now he
man,
already
got
a size up.
This boy had a stack. I'm like taller than him. At least 4 feet tall for real. 5 feet.
Not 5 feet.
No, I'm not talking about Louis. I'm talking about the boxes that was stacked high.
Oh, I'm 5 foot.
Nah, that shit was high.
Nah, it was high. I'm 5'2".
I thought you was 5'4".
No.
Nah, they slow 5'4".
Weirdo.
I thought y'all was the same height.
No.
You shorter than him?
No, he's shorter than me. He not 5'4".
Damn.
Well, either we the same height. He not taller than me. Anyways, y'all, the boxes, I don't know who 5'4". Who is it? You tell me.
Shit, I thought you was 5'4".
Sad case. I'm not finna discuss this. Anyways, y'all, his jacket was hard. Right. We, dang. Oh. Can't even play the dang game together no more.
I know, right?
I'm freaking angry ass. Call you Angry Bird. Anyways.
I'm gonna call you.
The boxes, back to the shoes. The boxes were tall.
You wanna throw some shade? I'm finna throw some shade.
Call me some then. You don't got nothing. The boxes were tall. They weren't all 6s though. A lot of them shoes were your shoes I need to get rid of. But anyways, he not in a 6 no more. He is in a 7. So, I got him some Pumas today, some Vans, and some Crocs. Y'all, I am in love with baby Crocs. They are the freaking cutest. Like, oh my God. This is my freaking obsession. Anyways, I got him some all black Crocs. He had some black Crocs last year. For Halloween, we got him some Crocs to go with his costume. And the costume got there a week late. Anyways, but of course he still wore the shoes all the time, and they were so cute and tiny. They still tiny, but his foot has gotten bigger, of course. But so yeah, anyways, I got him some Vans, Pumas, and some Crocs, and then Dominique gonna get him some shoes.
Yeah, I'm finna give him some retro.
He don't like my style.
I like her style, but like, you know, she really do, you know, like casual dress, so like,
yeah,
it'd be nice.
It do be nice, but I like how we both got different styles, cause like I got him them type of shoes, and then you gonna get him like the Nikes, and so I like how we got different styles.
Me too. Ooh, shit, that's another boy. I put a different love on this. Stop playing.
So yeah, anyways, what else been going on?
I just made a club banger, god damn it. I swear to God. I labeled a twerk song, but really, I'm really on that bitch having fun, so it's really, I don't know. I say club banger.
So, the two songs you just made, they going on the tape or you just gonna drop them?
Yeah, they going on the tape, but I'm dropping the one with
I gotta sneeze.
I think I'm gonna drop both of them before the tape.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You haven't dropped in a long time.
I know.
It's been a long ass time.
Yeah, I ain't dropped since my album. No, I dropped 2 singles after that. But shit, that's it. Yeah, that's it. Shit.
Well.
I'm focusing on this money.
Y'all, this tape that he finna drop is gonna be so freaking hard.
Thanks.
It's like the other tape that you dropped. If y'all haven't listened to that, go check it out on Apple Music.
Everything.
Yeah, Apple Music, SoundCloud. No, it's not on SoundCloud, is it? The tape.
Everything.
Okay, whatever. Apple Music, Spotify, SoundCloud, Pandora, Shazam.
Facts. But yeah, it's STSNC Never Cared.
Yeah. What I was going to say is, on that tape, you got a lot of hard songs on there too. Like, well, I feel like here and there. Because all of your music I like. And the reason why I like all his music, I don't just say, well, no. I can't say that because I'm not one of the people that, oh, just because he's my boyfriend and he hard and I like all his music. Because I tell him, like, no, I ain't really like that. Or, you know, I give him my opinion about a song. But what I like about him as an artist is that every song you listen to is a different flow. Literally, every single song that you listen to that he done made, it's a different flow. It's not the same, like, oh, okay, he needs to do something else. I don't know, like, he got R&B type, Losing Control give me R&B vibes every single time I listen to that.
Is it shit?
And then you got, like, thuggish, you know, like, rap. You got, like, Detroit type styles. And he just go, like, with the flow. That's what I like about him when he do his music. He just go with the flow. It don't, like, every single beat you hear, you try to do the same tune, trying to make it sound. Nah, he just go with the flow of that beat.
See, shit, when I started, I was only, man, I ain't trying to do that type of shit. Man, you know, thinking a motherfucker's outlook on the shit. But as I start progressing and start making more songs, I was like, shit, I'm not trying to be a rapper. So why start off as a rapper? So I'm gonna be an artist.
And another thing about you is you're not scared to step out your comfort zone.
Uh-huh.
Like, uh-huh, on one of them songs that you and Dre did, I forgot if it was Fucking With You or No Love. No, I think it was Fucking With You. Or what's the other one? No, it wasn't No Love. One of them where your voice was like, high. It was higher.
That was
Is it only two those type songs y'all got together?
Nah, we got boy.
No, I'm not talking about like the Detroit. I'm talking about like the singing type.
Yeah.
Them only two. Yeah. Well, yeah, in No Love. No, it wasn't No Love. Fucking With You. It was Fucking With You. And that song, he like went completely out his comfort zone. I feel like, I can't speak for him, but me listening as like a supporter, I feel like he went completely out his comfort zone. And when I first heard it, I was just like, it threw me because I was like, dang, his voice was, it was really high in that song, almost like singing type.
Yeah.
And it kind of was like, no, I don't feel like this for him. But then it's like, he just go with the flow. And, you know, not only, you know, I feel like when you really listen to mm-hmm. what the person's saying, they make it even more, you know, so.
That's what it was.
Yeah. Anyways.
And shit, it was like, I didn't want to come on there all low, because my voice already deep, man. Like, I ain't gonna lie, man, my shit deep.
Yeah, and that's what I mean about stepping out your comfort zone, because I feel like somebody else would have been like, I'm not going to sound right doing that, and wouldn't even try it. Right. And then would have messed the song up because you on here with this low-ass voice, and that's not the type of flow for this song.
Yup.
Yeah, so. Anyways, go check out his other mixtape, though. I can't wait for this next one. It is so, just about every song you done made for this tape is hard as shit.
Yeah, I feel like I'm progressing for real.
You are quick too. You only been rapping for what? Well, being an artist for what? A year or 2 years, maybe?
A year strong.
Okay.
Nah. It's been going 2 years.
Yeah.
Nah,
cause
it's like a year and a half right now.
Because when we was in Texas was when you first went to the studio and actually started taking it serious. That was in June 2018.
Yeah.
It's 2020, so it's been 2 years.
Nah, I've been a year and a half.
2018, 2019, 2020.
Yeah. 2 years, gonna be in July.
It would have been next July. June 2018 was when we was in Texas. So June 2019 was the first full year. June 2020 was the second full year.
Nah, we went to what's the name, man?
2018, when we stayed over there, you know.
Shit.
Yeah, it's been a minute. That's when I found out I was pregnant, right before we went to Texas. 2018. I had him in 2019.
I know he was shooting that bitch.
He playing the game, y'all.
Come here. That's all.
Anyways, whatever. Go check him out. Go subscribe to my channel, too, on YouTube. It's called Adria Meridy. My channel name is Adria Meridy, E-D-R-A-M-E-R-I-D-Y. I haven't posted lately in about... Damn, I think it's been like a month.
Man.
But
shit.
Just go watch the video. I'm not done. I'm coming back. So that's why I can't say I'm trying to do this more consistently because we ain't really been doing the podcast either. But I am trying to substitute this for my YouTube channel until I can get back to it.
Yeah, but shit, we finna get more consistent, man.
Yeah, for real.
Shit. But yeah, we're gonna let y'all go. It's kind of late. What's your outro?
I don't
really
know what outro to this. It's all just right. When we finna get off here, we just finna go.
Peace.
Boy, they can't see you doing it.
I know. It's just in the moment. You get what I'm saying?
No.
There you go.
Well, bye, guys. Hope y'all are having a wonderful holiday. I already said this, but I really do. And just be careful. Be safe. I guess I say that because I just want everybody to be able to spend time with whomever it is they want to spend time with. And also still be safe through these tough pandemic times. So, anyways, with that being said, everybody be safe. Have a good night. And we will be back later. Bye, guys.
Peace.